The classical pianist descended on Fort Worth, Texas, over the last few weeks. Once every 4 years, the Van Cliburn Piano Competition is on. And for the 15th Van Cliburn this year, 300 hopeful musicians were whittled down to just 30 competitors who played solo works and concertos for a marathon 2.5 weeks. On Saturday, Yekwon Sun-woo of South Korea took home the gold. Two Americans placed second and third. They were Kenneth Broberg of Minneapolis and Daniel Hsu of San Francisco. Tonight, the winners make their first public performances since the competition in the green space here at WNYC Studios in New York. Now, there's a long and prestigious history, though, behind the music here.
It was in 1958 that Van Cliburn, for whom this competition's named, won the first Tchaikovsky in Moscow. And then 4 years later, a doctor named Earl Allison, a music professor, says, I want to name a contest in honor of Rildia B's son, Van. And Rildia was Van's first teacher. So this competition, the Cliburn, launched in 1962.
Bill Zeeble is a reporter with KERA in Dallas, and he traveled all the way from auditions in Moscow to the finale in Fort Worth, Texas, to cover the competition. He says the Van Cliburn is different from other prestigious piano competitions.
What happens with this one, you get concert management and concert bookings for three solid years. So the gold medalist gets international concerts for the next 3 years, that's a career builder. You can build a life out of that if you continue to play well. People will invite you back.
Now let's talk a little bit about this year's top finishers because you've been covering them. Lucky for us, we have the chance to hear each of these competitors play. Let's start with Daniel Hsu from San Francisco. Bill Zeeble, what are we hearing here from Daniel Hsu that makes him one of the top pianists in the world?
We're listening to the end of Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, and it is a grand and majestic piano piece, which, if you don't have a grasp of the whole thing, can sound like a bunch of little pieces that don't quite make sense. The challenge in this work is to pull it all together with many ups and downs and grand sounds and small sounds. And Daniel Hsu has this just gorgeous piano sound and a real musical command.
All right, let's hear next from Kenneth Broberg, 23, from Minneapolis, who finished second.
That's one of the variations on Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini, which is a pretty famous piece. The challenge in that is, one, to make sure you get all the variations right and to work with an orchestra. And we heard some concerto performances where that just didn't happen. So Kenneth Broberg pulled this off in a really satisfying way and comes off looking really good by comparison to some of the other six concerto players. And of course, by the time you get to be a concerto performer in this contest, you've played 2.5 hours of recital and you've played a quintet. So this is like the culmination and the end of the marathon. And he played it with energy.
And Yekwon Sun-woo of South Korea, this year's winner. Let's hear from Sun-woo. What made Yekwon Sun-woo stand out here?
Well, it wasn't just that he could tackle one of Schubert's last sonatas and play it in a musical way. It's one of the big pieces of the piano world and not often played. But he also played with the chamber group, and he played a Mozart piano concerto, which leaves you bare. If you make a mistake, it's obvious. And he tackled those with a gorgeous sound, a really mature voice. It's still growing, and he's still evolving. But there's a lot there already, and that's what stood out for the judges.
From Dallas, Fort Worth to Moscow and back, Bill Zeeble has been covering the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition for KERA in Dallas. Bill Zeeble, thank you so much for taking us through this year's performances.
My pleasure.
Tickets for tonight's event in the Green Space in New York are sold out, but you can hear the concert and see the webcast streaming live at 7 p.m. Eastern by visiting WQXR.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.